Authors have their own way of doing things. Some plot a story carefully before they write a single word. Some have a solitary idea and create from day to day. And others, like me, are undecided about their method. This story, The Bridal Prospectus, is plotted, not to the extent that's necessary in a mystery or detective tale, but in storybook fashion, where I know which events are coming and in what order, but not much within each event. I started my writing career with mysteries, where every tale was highly structured. I didn't need to backtrack to embed clues, because I knew where to put them in the first draft. This story, however, was a hybrid of structure and spontaneous creativity. For example, I knew who would win the contest that forms the crux of this story, but the interviews of each contestant were started without me having a clue what would be asked or answered. It was real fun to do it that way because the end product was much more believable. In my life, whether giving an interview or receiving one, I never knew what to expect, but I learned to be myself and hope that the other person was honest too, so that we could make a good fit, or forget the whole thing. In this story, some people are completely transparent and others are not. Some have good intentions, some are evil. But regardless of our intentions or mistakes, God is the hero because He makes things right in the end. If you're a Christian, perhaps you have experienced an event where you just knew God intervened, but you couldn't prove it to anybody else. That happens in this story to one of the characters. If you aren't a believer in Christ, you'd probably say it was just luck, however unlikely, and I can understand your point of view. In the Bible, Christ marveled at only two things. One was believing the gospel, and the other was rejecting it. So, a normal person should be in the undecided category. If that's you, I hope The Bridal Prospectus will make you rethink the claims of Christ, whose own bride is the church. If not, I thank you for reading my story anyway.